And in this segment, we play Apology Bingo. So what led us here? A lot of steps to get to where we can play audio of a shake voice guy apologizing. And then we can see if it's a good apology or if he got all the correct words in to get a bingo, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But this happens a lot. Happens a lot in sports radio for some reason. And this sports apology, it's a sports radio apology, will come to us from Shane Riordan. He's not just the producer, Blake, of the Parkins and Spiegel show in Chicago, The Score in Chicago. He's the executive producer.
Ah, EP. I've always wanted to be an EP.
How can you get to that level?
Be good.
That was one of my favorite bits that you guys used to do when TC was an intern and you made him the executive producer of the show when Gribble was the producer.
TC did a lot, man. A lot of good stuff. Last week, I sent him a text because we missed the anniversary. I forgot to mention it. The anniversary of his last day 5 years ago. I told somebody that, and they're like, well, which time? Which time that he left? It was the last time he left. I don't recognize the first time. Although, when it comes to accumulating time for getting extra vacation, Cumulus certainly recognized that it was a second time.
'Tis true.
They will reset that clock. Anyway, how do we get to where an executive producer on Chicago sports radio is issuing an apology and, in fact, was suspended for a week from his job?
Without pay?
Don't know. Would love to get one of those with pay suspensions.
That seems pretty sweet.
What do I have to say? I'll apologize for something. Just give me a few days off. I've been run ragged here. So apparently it was... someone on Colin Cowherd's show...
Jason McIntyre.
Issued an HSO about Chicago. Like, Cowherd was saying he liked Chicago. His guy is like... oh, it's a war zone. Okay, so that's where it all started. It was a very throwaway, quick comment.
Yeah, which is, that's pretty boilerplate stuff, right?
Like
that Chicago is Afghanistan, etc. Yeah.
So Shane Riordan, apparently, then they did a segment where he is firing shots at this guy who said Chicago is a war zone. And now who took that content? But someone named Dan Proft, this is a very rare thing I'm about to read to you here. He's a conservative talk show host on radio. There's a dearth of that. He's looking to fill a void. There's just not enough conservative talkers. And apparently he's on a station in Florida. And this is Dan Proft. After analyzing this, little fight between the Chicago guy and the guy who said Chicago was a war zone.
Shane Riordan posted this and said, "Keep Chicago out of your effing mouth, Jason McIntyre. You are both uninformed and disgusting." What?
What?
Does that seem unnecessarily hostile? Such a pedestrian comment. And then the whole you don't say anything bad about my town kind of silly bravado by these clowns like Shane Riordan in the Chicago press corps who do their best to paper over what the city really has become. I don't know, Shane, when 700 or 800 people get murdered and 3,000 or 4,000 people get shot in a year, when we've had 3 cops gunned down in the last 2 years, for example. Does that constitute a war zone? This is an executive producer at The Score. It just gives you a great insight into the mentality. And, of course, a lot of those hosts on The Score, too. are leftist cranks as well that don't know their, you know, that don't know up from down when it comes to anything beyond whatever Bears draft picks.
Hell yeah, bro. Libtards.
What was the Sturmgasm in the background?
What's that guy doing in the background?
We did have a couple Sturmgasms in there, but just, you know, we're sitting at the feet of Dan Proft. Dan Proft is killing it there.
And everyone knows that about 670 The Score, right? Just leftist cranks.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so this 670 The Score, they love it because now they got mentioned here and now they have content. They can play his comments right there that you heard, and then they can respond.
Sure.
And so here is said response. Ooh, here we go.
Dan Proft can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah!
Which is the nicest way to put it, because I will defend my city.
So sports talky. So knuckle dragging.
Do we sound like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I will defend my city.
Of course.
I'll defend this place that I've been for the last 15 years.
At least you live here, Shane.
Exactly. And in the proximity of for the last 31 years, Dan Proft he peddles fear porn for people who hate Chicago while doing his radio show poolside in his stupid ass Florida home.
That's funny.
This isn't political to me. He's a horrible person, but this isn't political to me. It's standing up for my city that is not Afghanistan. It's dangerous. It has its problems. There are sectors and pockets of this city that need a lot of work, but you don't compare it to the Middle East and a war zone, and you don't talk about me like that. Buddy, you know where the studio is. I'll give you my address.
You'd have to come to town
first. He'd have to get on a plane.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
I'll have sex with your mother.
No.
Escalated.
Dan Proft, you bring your mother over here? I'll bone her.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
I don't care, dude.
No, you shouldn't.
So, that did take a very odd turn there.
We were going to fight. Then you were requested to bring your mother.
So after that, gooing themselves are,
whoa!
All dude. Of a sudden, Shane Riordan, he's not on the air for a week, and Chicago, they may have it may be a war zone, but they do have something we don't seem to have here, which is like a full-time media writer who actually was, you know, in the Chicago Sun-Times, I think it was. You know, wondering where's the executive producer of this show? It's he's been gone for a week, and the Score would not comment on it. The guys on the show would not comment on it. Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel of the Parkins and Spiegel afternoon show. However, then Shane Riordan shows back up at work a week later. And now we have apology bingo to play. As we had a big sports weekend. A lot going on. Maybe it was a big sports week. Big sports Wednesday. A lot going on. But before we get to that, here, let's show you how they opened their show last Thursday. And play along if you want to see when they hit the watchwords.
Got it.
And three of us have something to say off the top, and we're going to address what happened last week briefly. And Shane, I know that you want to begin.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, no.
That's center square. Sound
oh, buddy.
Just, I got to lower the...
Yeah, guys.
Brooks on you.
And he called for the ball, too.
Boy, it is so Nance. You're right.
Shane called for the ball. He wants to begin. And, you know, you're the executive producer. I guess you could do whatever you want, Shane.
And Shane, I know that you want to begin.
Yeah, guys, I feel horrible. Last week I made an immature joke and offended a lot of people.
Okay.
I am better than that.
Wow, that's a good one.
No, he's pretty much filled up the card already.
I'm better than that.
I am better than that. I hate sitting here, and I've hated sitting here for the last week knowing that I made anyone feel less than.
moment on the radio show went too far, and that's something that was caused by me.
There's no excuse, really. Clearly, it went over the line.
That was caused by me.
Yeah, there's a line, and I got to blame myself.
A moment on the radio show went too far, and that's something that was caused by me. You got no clue how bad I feel.
Contrition,
you guys.
Contrition is very important.
Yes.
You got no clue how bad I feel for putting you guys, my crew on the show here, in a position that you had no business being in. And I'm sorry to anyone who was made to feel horrible due to a decision I made.
So I'm sorry to anyone who was made to feel... Okay, I get it.
Is he missing the point here?
What do you mean?
He definitely said something that he shouldn't have, but who is he alienating here? He just...
The dead mom?
Yeah, who was hurt? I don't know, let's keep listening.
We love you, man, and thank you for those feelings towards us, that part for sure.
I just want to picture Blake having said that. And then how do we handle it Monday? Like, Blake, you know what?
I just want to thank you for those feelings.
You know, Blake, your feelings and what you just said really has elevated me.
We love you, man. And thank you for those feelings towards us, that part for sure. Look, we've all talked, I think, and learned a lot.
Okay.
It's just about education. We learned a lot.
I mean, yeah, in the long run, really, it's kind of a positive. I mean, because I wouldn't have learned this had you not talked about having sex with his
Prof's mom. Yeah.
In the past few days, ton of different situations and bits of content come our way. We work really hard to be informative and entertaining, and sometimes a line is crossed. And we try to help each other in those situations. There are many ways to steer a conversation. I plan to work even harder to keep that kind of thing in mind.
Because you know how hard I was working before.
No, but that was like 97%.
I'm going to work even harder.
I'm going up to 100. I've decided, you know what? You're worth it as executive producer. You're a man that I love.
And we try to help each other in those situations. There are many ways to steer a conversation. I plan to work even harder to keep that kind of thing in mind. And our goal every day is just to make people happy that they invested time with us.
That's
all.
I look
forward to getting back to that.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt. We're not trying to be divisive. We're just guys. We're just bros broing down.
That's amazing.
Which is what we're going to do. And I obviously own my role in what happened.
Oh, okay. So this is other co-host. Okay. He's going to say, you know what? I was there too.
You two guys are not owning your role, if I were to say something like that.
Yeah, he was probably the one going, yeah, you boner, bruh.
Which is what we're going to do. And I obviously own my role in what happened. Our goal is to have fun. And I think that that's what we do the vast majority of the time. Even if a line was crossed, which it was.
You know what?
Why are you talking about that part?
I would hate doing this, but I'll do it for 4 days off. I'll do it for the next 4 days off if you need me to just totally apologize and lie like these guys are.
Even if a line was crossed, which it was, and so
no doubt.
I'm glad that the crew is back, and I will echo what Spieg said, Shane.
Spiegs.
We love you, man. And
Blake, love you.
Very, very glad to have you back. And with that, we'll get back to doing what we do, which is talking sports and having fun and doing whatever it is we do around here between 2 and 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that really that bad of a misstep, though, that he had to apologize? Like, I know this guy somewhat from the internet.
Who?
Reardon.
Okay.
Seems like a decent dude. I don't want to have to give my own speech here, but was that bad?
Yeah, I think that's... I don't know. We've...
This got a couple of complaints, and we responded to that.
we've played apologies of far worse things.
Way worse.
That definitely deserved an apology.
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy was over the line, but I don't know.
It's a joke.
Let's see.
Buddy, you know where the studio is. I'll give you my address.
You'd have to come to town first.
He'd have to get on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, he's not going to do that.
I'll have sex with your mother.
Look, they're all laughing.
If nothing else, you know it's what? I'll own my part left in that. Turn. But I don't know how bad liberal that cranks. Really is. I don't know.
Maybe it's because he said bone her.